I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Why do they stay? I mean, there is great suffering, loss of life, loss of everything. At some point, is it just time to go?
Well, obviously, many families have chosen to go, and I think a lot of times circumstances, you know, if you are a family with young children and your children can't be in school and things like that, you're going to be inclined to find a way out. I've sat in the room where Christians have actually gotten into arguments with one another about this, where someone has said the only thing to do is leave, and someone else says, no, we must stay, and they go back and forth on this. It's a very fraught conversation. I think that there is, what's remarkable is that for everything that has happened and for how long this danger has faced the Christians in Iraq, that there are as many who have stayed and who feel very strongly about continuing a presence of Christians in the Middle East.
You mentioned a couple on the worldmag.com website. There's a button that you can click on for aid for Iraqis. But talk about maybe how you pray for the people that you met, how we could pray, what is most effective that we can do.
I think that we can pray boldly and we can pray with hope, because I have seen how the Iraqis do that themselves, that they really have such a wonderful trust in Christ as their Savior and God as their hope, and their hope for the future and their hope for their children, and also that they have real deep dependence on one another, and they don't hesitate. This is a wonderful, Arab hospitality is a wonderful thing to behold, and the way that Iraqi Christians take care of one another is something that I've learned so much from. So I think that we can pray as they pray, and then we can also, you know, recognize that there are daily these organizations that are bringing needed food and services, education. We talked about medical services. I know a number of medical teams that are just in and out of Iraq all the time, filling the gaps in these situations where you don't have where medical care has been severed in some way. And so we can pray for the people who are actually going and serving. And then I think that a number of these organizations represent opportunities for people to really pray about whether they should go and serve, whether this isn't an opportunity where God in His sovereignty and wisdom isn't bringing together people in the West and East, people who've grown up in many different traditions and under many different circumstances, whether this isn't now a time of learning from them and also helping them at the same time.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.